All right. Good Monday morning to you. And Susie, we've got Susie from Susie's Pet Puri on the line. Susie, are you with us?
Got lost.
I lost you along the way somewhere, but yeah. Luckily I found you. So what's going on at the animal shelter this week? What's going on? What do we have adopted out?
We had Pal went to his forever home, and Pal's been at the shelter for quite a while. So it's really nice to see that one of the dogs that has been there for a while has gone to his forever home. There's a beautiful picture on their Facebook page of the family that has adopted him. So please take a look at that. And then Champ, the kitty, Orange Kitty, went to his forever home.
Aww.
And Champ was found, when he was found, he was found during a snowstorm and had some broken bones. So had to mend him. And now he's on his way to his new home. So thank you to everyone for adopting from the shelter. And I'm going to feature a couple animals today. I got Wrigley, who's a six-month-old shepherd mix, and he is working hard and successfully on potty training. He's doing well on leash walking, and his adoption fee is $275. He's available for viewing, and he... and definitely for adopting. He is very, very cute, so you have to take a look at him. And then they have a pair of bonded cats. Tiger and Paddles are a bonded pair, and they would like to see them go together. They're two orange kitties, and when they get together and sleep together, they look like a big pumpkin.
Aww.
And the shelter says that cats are happier when they have another cat to play and sleep with, and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Two is better than one.
Absolutely. Ferrets are the same way. I know that if you have one, you better have two because they want a friend. And I can't see that cats or dogs or people or anybody is better alone.
So, yeah.
You need a friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they still have Lucy, the American Eskimo, who's been there for a while. Kayla, the lab that's been there for a while. Sophie, a four-year-old healer. Roscoe, a nine-month-old Shih Tzu Chihuahua mix is there. And Roscoe had been surrendered to the shelter when their owner could no longer care for them. And then Rex, who's been there for a while. I keep mentioning a lot of these dogs that have been there forever.
Right.
Rex, an Australian cattle dog. Ben, who's a five-year-old lab who really needs a home. They're beautiful dogs. And so please, if you're looking to adopt, think of the shelter.
Absolutely.
Lots of cats.
Absolutely.
No kittens right now, but I'm sure that's going to change.
Oh, that'll change with springtime. That's right. And then can we talk a little bit about the fundraiser that's coming up, please?
On April 12th, they're doing a fundraiser.
Right.
At the
lodge.
At the lodge, yeah.
Okay.
They have entertainment, appetizers, and auction.
Okay.
So if you have nothing to do that night and want something great to do.
Right.
And it all goes toward helping the animals at the shelter.
At the Carl W. Nelson Animal Shelter. And help support these folks because they do an awesome job at you know, just keeping our communities together, really, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
So
and
go
know,
and support
a lot
them.
Of the staff. And the board members and all the volunteers will be there at this fundraiser. So you can personally thank them
and
for
interact
all the work
with them.
They
yes.
have done
Get
to,
to
keep
know
the
them.
Shelter going
mm-hmm.
and to give it such a good reputation.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you can get tickets where, Susie? I know you can get them at the Red Geranium. I know you can get them at the animal shelter itself. Where else can you get them? Where else can you get those tickets? Do you know?
I don't. I believe it's just those two places. There might be one more place.
There might
be. But everything that you need to know is on their Facebook page. So they're closed today. But
it's on the Facebook page there.
All the information is on the Facebook page.
I know that it's on our community calendar on WRJC.com. So if you need to go look at it, you can look at it either on their Facebook or on our website. I know that we've got it on our website as well.
Good.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to talk about today, Susie?
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
I hope everybody has a good Easter. No Easter lilies if you have cats. Those are no-nos.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah,
is it
causes kidney issues.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, that's a no-no. I know they're pretty, but nope.
Nope, not if you got kitty cats. Got it.
Nope.
Got it. And you have your store in Reedsburg where they can find all kinds of good stuff, yeah?
Definitely. All kinds of stuff.
Do you just do cats, or do you have stuff for doggies and
I have dog, cats, and small animals.
Wonderful. All righty. Well, thanks so much for calling and letting us know what's going on over at the Carl W. Nelson Animal Shelter, and we appreciate your time. And if you missed this segment, you can hear it again on WRJC.com. And every Monday, she gives us an update, don't you, Susie?
I do.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful day, Miss Susie, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.